I went to church on Sunday, go to, like I stated a while ago, go to Liberty Sunday School, and if they had a revival, I'd go up there at night. And of course, I was going up there talking to the girls, or mostly what it was. But I enjoyed going to Sunday School. I ride back home in the back of a buggy. See, the women, Miss Tucker, well, it's Miss Ruth up here's mother. She drove a buggy and come to church in the buggy. Well, when she turned her horse or mule around to go home, I'd ease up her and get in that little box behind the seat. And then we'd go over the hill to, you know, where Earl Ingram lives up there. We'd go over the hill past Earl Ingram's and go down in the flat, and the road turned and went through the field. And that road went straight on. That went straight on, goes down to where Acronym lives, you know. But the one turned back left is one we lived over in a big two-story house at the end of that road next to Earl Acker, where he lives now. And I'd get out. And I told Miss Ruth one time, I said, Miss Tucker never did know I'd back her. She said, well, Radford, Mama knows you'd back her. She told me, she said, Radford don't know it, but he gets in the buggy. And it just tickled Mama. Miss Ruth said, tickle her, Mama, because I thought that she didn't know I'd back her. But I enjoy riding the buggy. And now when you're off on a bicycle, if they ever come up a rain, you had to tote your bicycle, because mud would get between, the old red mud would get between the tire and the fender, and just lock the wheels up, couldn't go. It was a lot of fun toting your bicycle. there was a Harapin Creek over there, we called it Polecat Ford. We'd go through there, and I'd take my shoes off and put them up on the handlebar, roll my britchy leg up, and the water wouldn't be over that deep, and then get on the other side, sit down, and dry my feet off best I could, and put my socks back on, get on my bicycle if there's a party over on that side of the creek, you know. But that's the way we had a flashlight on my handlebar that I could go from place to place with it. But I always wanted a motorcycle, something to go with sale without, but I never did get no motorcycle. But I always craved a motorcycle where I would have to pedal. But you could, then I was used to it, just go keep. I could get on that thing, be in Piedmont in 15 minutes. It didn't hurt. I could walk pedals all the way. Spring Garden, Piedmont. I was used to it. And then when I'd walk to Piedmont, if I got with Spring Garden, somebody and I'd go in town, and some of the others was already gone, we'd meet up there, and they thought somebody wasn't going to come along. They'd just go on, you know. And if I was late, well, I'd walk the railroad, the little Southern Railroad, all the way into Piedmont. And then we'd gang up at the show, and if we'd be lucky, we'd come down to the cotton mill and catch some of them second shift riders lived up in there. If they'd get off 15 or 10. And if we could get out of the show and get down there, we'd catch them and ride back in the Spring Garden. But a lot of times, the show would last a little longer or something, we wouldn't get there later live. We'd have to walk. But there'd be sometimes five or six of us at a time walking there. And one time, we come down the new road, and they will forget it, from Spring Garden, new highway. And we come off the hill there, at Gallimore store, that wasn't even there then. Went on up our little pasture, there, and this old colored church right on the left there, it looked like you're going to fall down. And right beyond the church, a road went steep up the hill, going into Spring Garden. And you can get up there on top of the hill, there's a house too on the right, right this side. You can see where the road used to go down through there, but it's growed up now. And we get on the highway and we're thumping. Well, the car run on down to stop. He'd slow down and stop well there about Gallimore store. Well, we'd take off down that food, pull out about time we got there. We just run ourselves to death trying to get down there, and he'd pull off and leave us. Of course, we talked about it a whole lot. But I never did have a motorcycle. I never did get a motorcycle. But I learned to ride on one as a surface army motorcycle. My brother-in-law bought one after the war. And I got where I could ride in town with a little, but I wouldn't try it, you know. Not the more I knew about it, not as much traffic as there are now. Back then, there wasn't no traffic. And I'd go up to Easton Hill and get my wife's sister. She's going to come down and spend the weekend with us. And I'd ride her back on that motorcycle. But I wasn't good enough to get in heavy traffic. I mean, it wasn't no traffic then. But Daddy said that was lean years, and brother-in-law bought the motorcycle, and he sold it to somebody. You could go in down two or three places around, had surplus ones for sale, go to Fort McClellan, buy them, or some of these places Bible on them and resell them, you know. And the Jeeps are about the same way. You get surplus Jeeps and stuff like that and sell them. Have we about covered it all?
Just about. When you're talking about the radio, the first radio you ever listened to, well, what was it that you listened to?
You could get the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah, and the news, you could pick up station way off. And they'd tell about, well, Mother, on ours, she'd found a station. We enjoyed something good on it. We'd look forward to it after we got our lessons up and all, you know, and everything. And the little guy, she'd take a pencil and make a note of what time it was when that come on, and the number on the dial where we could find it easily. And Daddy would tell us, he said, well, they had a shooting or something way under, you know, a bank robber that was come in there once in a while. And Daddy said, well, that's off up yonder now. He said, as the world gets more people in, that's going to be coming closer to us. Well, in reality it is. They're doing it right here close locally down Birmingham. They done robbed several banks over there this study. I already had two over there this year, or this about last month, I think it was. But Daddy said, we'd first hear about them, and we couldn't imagine them going in a bank and getting all that money and all. But now then, well, a lot of times then, what we'd hear, we couldn't even comprehend it, so to speak. We didn't understand how they're doing it. But now that's just as simple. As they acquire more knowledge, I guess they just broaden out their field and do everything.
What about your first TV? You remember it?
No, I can't. I don't know. Somehow I can't. With my sister, and then they got one of the first that I can remember around, and up Spring Garden. And I'd go up there a lot of times and listen to it. But back when the radios were so popular, way before television came out, you'd hear we'd go down to our neighbor's house. They had a radio even before we did. We'd hear the Joe Louis fights, the boxing matches. Oh, it just tickled us to death to hear them. And then we got one. Well, naturally, we didn't have to go nowhere then. We could just hear all that we wanted. But it's amazing, though, how many batteries that thing had on it to start with. And then they finally got down to improving them, where they just had, I think, two batteries, I believe it was. We had an outside antenna. We had glass insulators before we get to the end of it to, you know, they was about this long with a loop in each end, and you could tie the antennas out without it grounding out. You know, had a ground post drove in the ground and a ground from the television out there, from the radio, and we had a hole dug around, just big like a bowl shape, and would keep that wet with the water, and that would keep down a lot of static out of the radio. And if we was going to rest, we'd keep that hole pretty well full of water if it'd get dried up. Before night, well, we'd make preparation to fill it back up. We were told anyhow that it would help keep that static down. And I guess to some degree it did. And then after we got electric radio, oh, we thought we was in heaven then. But I guess looking back over it, I enjoyed running up down the stair steps about what I did in the house. It was a two-story house, and man, I enjoyed running up and down them stair steps. But now I don't want no two-story house.
Too much work.
But I always have thought that I'd like to live in a split-level house, where maybe it took one step or two steps to go up in the living room. I've always thought I'd ask that. But now then, I guess the longer it stays level, my feet does better. I was laughing with brother's boy the other day. You got a mansion up yonder in the mountains, and it's a log house put together with pigs. Arnold Young down here worked a little over a year on putting it together, and 3,100 something square feet in the heat now. It's a two-story with a basement, which that gives it three-story, really two stories in the basement. It's 1 mile from the paved road back in there to it, and he got 5 acres in there, and it's an old homestead place. Some man used to own it, all that land there, and he sold off years ago to the government all that land around him, but he reserved 5 acres. And Jerry Wayne had another some more property down on Rabbit Town Road, and he bought it from us. I've seen that before, but I can't be for sure. But anyhow, the house finally burnt down, and he sold it. And then I believe the same man is who he bought this 5 acres from up there in the mountains. It's up in Ocala community up there. And it's fancy for the people that likes in the woods, but he's always loved that, but I just don't care for that. But now turkey and deer are plentiful around his house there. He said it the other morning he was out there, and there was 2 or 3 deer out there in the backyard and some turkeys. And he works at a trade school down Jacksonville, teaches down there. His wife teaches cosmetology. He said he could retire in another year, but he thought she had 7 or 8 more years to work before she retired. He said, I may just go on down there and work till she retired, you know. But I don't like that. I'd like to have his house out somewhere else besides that back in the mountain somewhere. But it's fancy now for them. It likes a log house. It's fancy. But 1 mile off the road, I wouldn't want that. A lot of trouble keeping the road up back in there to it, you know, and washes and all. But I'd just rather live out like Miss Ruth and him up here on a little elevator where it don't rain and get up and have. I wish his house is 2 foot higher off the ground. But old as I am, I don't want to get back in them mountains. Wampus Cat Live will get me. But like I say, it's pretty down for them, especially him that likes it, the woods back here. It is pretty. But I don't. Mama, have I covered everything?
Hello, sir.
Erase part of it.